From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our Gospel program. I'd like to say a special hello this morning to Mary Brines and her sister, both of whom live in County Armagh, in the city of Armagh. They are faithful listeners to our broadcasts, and they tell me that they enjoy them very much. Well, we're glad to know that. I hope that you both will enjoy the hymn this morning. We're playing it just for you. It's sung for us by Mrs. Margaret Craig, and it's entitled Jesus is Waiting. But before I play the hymn, perhaps I could read some verses from Mark chapter 9, verses that we are studying at present. It's Mark chapter 9, verses 33 to 37. We'll read them just now. And he, that's the Lord Jesus, came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Amen, and may God bless his word to our hearts. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will be featuring the second extract from the testimony of the Reverend Phil Owen. He's a Free Presbyterian minister in Boston and New York State. Do please listen in to the program. Here's Margaret Craig singing then the hymn Jesus is Waiting, and as we said, we're especially playing it for Mary Brines and her sister in Armagh. Last week when we were looking at this passage of God's Word, we considered how that the Lord Jesus Christ is the silent listener to every conversation. The disciples learned that when he questioned them upon their arrival in Capernaum, what it was they were talking about on the way to the town. We learned that they had been talking about themselves and who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom. But we not only learned that the Lord Jesus listens in to what it is men have to say, he's going to ask an account of the words that we speak in our conversations. It brings before us the great day of judgment, when it's not just our words, but our very thoughts, our actions, that will be held up to scrutiny by the Lord. Solemn thought, is it not? May God help us to live in the light of that coming day. Today we want to go a little further, and I want us to note something that is of equal importance. While the disciples had not inquired after the meaning of the Saviour's reference to his death and resurrection, they were most anxious to inquire after their own honour. Now, I'm requiring you to go back to verses just preceding those that we're looking at. The Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples and talked to them about his own death and resurrection. Verse 31 reads, "For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." The reaction of the disciples to that particular truth is to be noted. Verse 32, "But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him." They didn't know what the Saviour was saying, and furthermore, they did not ask him what it was that he meant. But here, in these verses that we're looking at, we find them asking and inquiring after which of them would be the greatest in the kingdom. No real interest in what the Saviour meant when he spoke of his death and resurrection, but a tremendous interest in what position they would have in the kingdom. How man is occupied with his own importance. How man loves and seeks after preeminence. You know, we all naturally think more highly of ourselves than really we should. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 12 and the verse 3, spoke on this matter. Let me read it to you. "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you," he doesn't make any exceptions when writing to the church at Rome, "to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." Paul knew that in every heart there was this tendency to think more highly of ourselves. What a dreadful thing pride is. It is an old sin. You'll find it in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve thought they had not got all that they should have received from the hand of God. They thought more highly of themselves than they should. It's a very subtle sin. It rules and reigns in many a heart without ever being detected. It can wear the garb and the appearance of humility. Indeed, throughout the religious world in particular, you have this appearance of humility amongst men, when all the time, lying behind it, there is the ugly face of self-importance. But it's a sin that is soul-ruining, and I want to press that point today. If you think of yourself more highly than you ought, it will bring you to hell. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it hinders repentance. When the Word of God comes to us and commands us to repent because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the heart that is given over to thinking more highly of itself than it ought will say, "Well, that doesn't include me. I'm not a sinner. I'm not a wicked person. Oh yes, There are those in this world who need to be saved, they need their sins washed away, the drunkard, the blasphemer, the unclean and wicked person. But that doesn't include me. I'm an upright person. I'm a church-going person. I'm a good person. I don't need that which you are preaching. Yes, you think you don't need it, and that's because you think more highly of yourself than you ought. There is none of us can think too lowly of ourselves. This is an age in which self-esteem is proclaimed. We're all urged to have the highest thoughts of ourselves, of our abilities, of our skills. How contrary to the Word of God this is. We have changed everything in the world until we're all winners. There are no losers. We're doing away with examinations in schools. Why? We don't want anybody to fail. We want everybody to pass exams. All of which is nonsensical, to say the least. And it's all born of this foolish, wicked philosophy whereby man thinks of himself more highly than he should. Oh, may we recognize the sinfulness of our hearts. The conscience of the disciples on this occasion was smitten when the Savior asked the question. They were unable to answer him. They had to keep quiet. They were instantly ashamed of what it was they had been quite happy to speak of just a moment before. In 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 28, and I must be very brief, 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 28, John says this, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." If we hold to our opinion of ourselves, then we will be ashamed on that day when Christ comes again. But if we submit ourselves to the gospel's view of us, that we are lost sinners in need of God's salvation, and receive Christ as our Savior, then on that day we will not be ashamed, because we will be robed not in our own self-importance, but we will be robed in the righteousness of Christ received by faith at Calvary's cross. Today, come to Christ and receive him as your Savior. We'll return to this word next week in the will of the Lord. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Don't forget to send for Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine. It's free. Listen to the address and the telephone number, and contact us, and we'll gladly send you a free copy. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.